Priestley with Martin Bester.
Because right now, South Africa's latest lotto winner won himself a really cool $60 million. He goes by the name of Mr. M, but I would like to call him Hey
Buddy.
How are you? Good morning, Mr. M. How are you?
I'm awake.
Fantastic. Lekker. How's it feel waking up a millionaire?
Not too bad. Not too bad. I had work.
Fantastic. Well, listen, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. Much appreciated.
Do you remember me?
Do I remember you?
Do you hear that often?
I don't remember a lot of things. I don't remember what I did 7 days ago.
Listen, I'm with you. I win 60 bar. I'm gonna lose a couple of days of my life, I think. That is just fantastic. How long does it take to sink in? I mean, I know you went for a cold shower, you said, after the numbers matched. You're like, can this be real?
Yeah, no, look, I had a bit of wine that night. So maybe the wine was a bit strong. So I needed to make sure that I was actually not seeing things.
Okay.
So yeah, to be honest with you, I haven't got it yet. Probably around Friday or so.
Okay.
So when it becomes real, then it becomes real, right?
Yeah, I mean, when the money is in, right? What is the date on Friday? What are we looking at here? What is it 22nd of January?
Okay.
Yeah, those twos are my lucky numbers. I'm just writing this down.
Before the payday.
Yeah, 22 is the payday for Mr. M. And then obviously you realize, dude, this is for real. And what do they call you? What do they call you? Do you call them? How does it work?
So, in essence, what happens is two things. If you play on the app, which I did, you get a notification from the app. And then, because it's also over the weekend, obviously no one was working over the weekend in the banking hall. Then you get a call on Monday saying, this is your reference number. You have to go the next day to the lottery. Then you go there and then basically saying, oh, well done. It would have been kind of awkward if I went there with the wrong number. So sorry. but he came here with the wrong thing.
Yeah. But then they said,
and then pretty much you fill up a bunch of forms. And then they say, sweet, 2 to 3 days, you'll have your money.
That's just fantastic. And listen, a lot of people are talking about this girlfriend, this ex of yours. How long before, how many days before did she break up with you?
About a week or so.
Oh, really? May I ask why? What reason did she give?
Well, I think we came to a point where we decided best for both of us to go our separate ways and stay friends, you know.
And did you hear from her since? Did she send you that WhatsApp, hey babe, congrats, or anything like that?
I don't know.
Nothing? What?
No one knows.
But she knows it's
people,
you.
The only people know that there's a lot of people, the banking guy, and I'll probably tell my financial advisor today, but other than that, no one knows.
Oh, dude. I mean, she's going to recognize your voice. Okay. Listen, I read that you're going to buy a fridge and a washing machine. That's very specific. Are you being sarcastic, or is that really something she needs?
No, it's something she needs. So I just been accommodating.
Okay. And then I also read that you're looking forward to settling down. You're in your early 30s now. You've got a stable job. You're okay financially. That you just want to settle down when you find the right woman. Now listen. A few things in life I'm good for. I've even done a TV show as a matchmaker. And I've done it on radio many years ago, a thing called Find Me Love, FML. So, Mabut, you've come to the right place. What kind of ladies excite you? You're looking for? Where do you want to find love? Describe your ideal woman. Firstly, by telling me who is your celeb crush.
My celeb crush?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's a bit difficult. Probably Megan Fox, eh?
Megan Fox?
Ooh, okay.
Megan Fox. And what would your ideal woman be like? What qualities do you look for?
Intelligence and ambition. Look, I've traveled the world. Eh? I've seen some remarkable beauties around the world, but that goes away very quickly if she opens her mouth and nothing constructive comes out of it.
Yeah, no, you need to have
a... I'm a sapiosexual, so I don't know if you guys know what that means.
You're a what?
I'm a sapiosexual. I don't know if you know what that means.
No, tell me.
You need to be stimulated with intelligence before you get stimulated physically.
Oh, so you don't actually care what she looks like. You're there for what she says and what she has to share.
Okay. Well, I do care what she looks like.
I was just going to say.
Even though I'm sapiosexual, I'm still a guy. You know?
still a man.
Still have eyes. Okay. Yeah.
So now you drink wine. What do you prefer, red or white?
Red.
Okay. What is your favorite car? Are you a car guy?
No, not at all. Yeah.
Oh, dude, if I had to win the 60 bar, I promise you now, the first thing I'll do is I will build on at least another 10 garages.
But that's the problem. I ever live in a culture of consumerism.
I know, because
you get the money and you blow it.
No, I hear you.
That engine should stop.
I know. I'm not going to get anywhere. I know. You're gonna bank 80% of it, and then you're gonna. So what are you gonna get yourself to spoil yourself? Where are you gonna splash if it's not a car? What kind of guy are you?
We're gonna get a generator because we're going to bed at 9. Well, having a curfew at 9, going to bed at 8 because there's no lights. Haven't happened to me since I was 7.
Okay.
So that.
All right. A generator.
Probably get a few seats and go on a travel trip.
A travel. Travel, that's your big spoil. Travel. You want to spoil yourself by traveling. Where are you going to travel to? When you can travel again, where are you going to go?
Probably Latin America. I haven't done that continent yet.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. And how long... let's say you meet someone and you like the sound of her and she fits the description of the ideal woman. A lot of guys that are dropping us WhatsApps this morning are saying, play it pretty standard and average, and then only reveal later that you're a multimillionaire. What are your thoughts about that?
No, it's 100%. Yeah, you keep it as low as possible because the problem is you want the girl to like you for you, not for what you can give her. And obviously, that's if you want to call it a test that you put forward. So 100% agree with it. Don't lie about it, but just don't tell the full truth.
So you're not going to splash. You're not going to buy something shiny at all.
Oh, no, for what?
For what? I like you because I also read that you want to spend some money on charity, especially animal charities. Dude, if you know me, I don't know if you've ever heard of the show. I don't know if you've ever heard of me or Good Morning Angels or anything. But the one thing that made me so happy, and that's the reason why I wanted to speak to you, is to say to you, well done. Well freaking done. On saying that you are going to help out animal, and especially the SPCA, they're very close to my heart. Do you have pets?
I do, but they can't stay with me.
They can't stay with you?
The complex doesn't allow it to stay at my parents.
Well, you kind of can, you can change that. Yeah, you can change that now, surely.
No, I can, of course. But I mean, they're pretty well looked after. But that's it. There's a lot of animals that aren't very looked after.
Oh, I love that.
And I think as pandemic grew, obviously people's cash flow got a bit hit.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and help out with food and donations to SPCA or other animal welfare shelters. There's quite a few of them that need money, so quite a few candidates need to pick the right one.
Are you a creature of habit? Like, did you play the same lotto numbers over and over and over till you won?
No, God forbid. I like to change up things.
Okay.
To be honest with you, it was absolute fluke. I just played a quick pick, picked some random numbers, and hope for the best.
I'm there for that. Yeah, no, I'm there. Well, listen, dude, happy generator shopping and suit shopping.
Thank you.
And stuff. And the happiest, the best part of me of all is that there's going to be some doggies and kitties and animals somewhere that's also going to just smile and have a better day because of your luck at Quick Picks, at winning that lotto. And if you ever need some help, my friend, with finding the right lady, although you're going to travel Latin America, I'm sure you're going to hold out until then, just chat, eh? Or if you ever want to take hands with Good Morning Angels when it comes to animal charities, you just chat. Lucky to catch up with you, dude.
Yeah, thank you. No, look, at the end of the day, we all get blessed in one shape and form in this life. And one day you have to answer for what you've done with your life, right?
Dude, you've got your head right on those shoulders. That's fantastic. It landed in good hands. I think it makes the rest of us feel better for getting our numbers wrong. So, well done. And I hope that we'll be your morning show of choice going forward. And good luck with your pets. I would definitely get them back in the house somewhere. And yeah, keep well, dude. Enjoy payday on Friday. I'll be thinking of you.
All right. Super. Have a good one.
Bye, you too.
Cheers.
Imagine that. I mean, most of us are looking forward to the 25th of January, you know, the start of the year. But this guy's got payday coming on the 22nd of January. Probably like the worst day for most people in the world. That's the irony, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's probably the worst financial day for the rest of the world. It's around about the 22nd of January, but not for this guy. Mr. M there, the latest lotto winner.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Every morning.
From 6 to 9 a.m.
I love it.